This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, hour two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, a article that I was going to talk about yesterday. In fact, I briefly did, but I said I'd come back today when Andy was here and talk more of it. So I put this up for first this hour because we don't have any guests. It's just Andy and I this hour. And there's an article in the Epic Times, epictimes.com. It'll be in our show notes probably from yesterday and then also again today. And the title of this particular article is Democrats Used a Bold Strategy to Turn Colorado Blue. Now the GOP wants to win it back. So before I dig into this article, and I did not get time, Charlie, I was going to do this, but I didn't get a chance to do it. This is written by Nathan Worcester, I think is how you would say his last name. And I really wanted to reach out to Nathan to find out where were his sources for said article, because there's so many wrongs in this article that I really wanted to reach out and find out exactly where did he get his information on what's been happening in Colorado for the last several decades. You know, where did he get this from? Because if I didn't know any better, I would almost tell you that Dave Williams, our GOP chair, wrote this article.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, yeah. As I read through it, I would almost think
I'm just looking at some Dave of it right now, it. And I'm kind of getting that vibe.
Yeah, it's like, okay, where did your info come from? So let me read a few things to you from this article. And then as I think I'm the only, I can brag here for a moment probably. I'm probably the only talk show host in Colorado right now of my age that's a native. I don't think there's anybody else on air that's in their late 50s, early 60s that's a Colorado native to my knowledge. Meaning, I don't think there's anybody else on air in Colorado that's spent as much time here as me. To my knowledge.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
I think everybody else is either a transplant or they're much younger or whatever. But I don't think, and Charlie's in here, I think, agreeing with me. I don't think there's anybody else that's been a native that's on air doing what we do as long as me. So I'll take a little credit there. And by the way, I'm saying that because it applies to this article, because I've got some history. And yeah, I was one of those weird kids. I all know that. I was a weird kid that even in high school was following politics, okay, knowing who to vote for, what was going on in our state and our country and so on. I was one of those weird kids that actually did some of those things while others were not even paying any lick of attention to it. So when I say that I can go back in time and realize where we were as a state, and probably because of the way I was raised in my family and a family business and so on, you pay more attention, Andy, to politics and things like that when you have a family business, because they affect you greatly when you have a family business, correct?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
It's that old saying, you may not care about politics, but guess what? They care about you.
Right.
And they will affect you at the end of the day, especially when you're a business owner. So this is how this starts out. Not long ago. Now, I don't know what not long ago means, but not long ago, Colorado was a GOP-leaning battleground state, but now, question mark. Okay, very first sentence. Wrong.
Yeah, how many Republican governors have we had in our lifetime?
In my lifetime, 3.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
This has never been a GOP battleground state, and it definitely hasn't been GOP leaning in a very, very, very long time. Not in my lifetime has it been. So, newsflash to this person that wrote this and or Dave Williams, who I think had a lot to do with writing this, we haven't been a right-leaning state. Now, have there been pockets in our state that have been solidly red and very much lean red? Absolutely. But this entire Front Range area that really controls the state, by the way, it hasn't been red, Andy, in my lifetime.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, it's been pretty even or leaning blue. You know, I mean, let's face it, look at all the blue governors. Although Romer, as a blue governor, was, by today's standards, quite
pretty
red.
Pretty conservative, yeah.
Yeah, but I would say that you have to admit it, it's become very blue of late.
And by the way, I'll go all the way back to a Republican governor called Love, who wouldn't allow the Olympics to be here and was a huge environmentalist, so you might call him a Republican with an R next to his name, but at the end of the day, was he conservative?
Meh.
Far from it.
Yeah.
Far from it. So again, he was one of the R Republicans in my lifetime. There's only been three. So even some of the R's that we've had during my lifetime were pretty squishy at best. So point being, first sentence, not long ago, Colorado was a GOP-leaning battleground state, but now what?
Let me ask you this, John. Do you know of any hard line, deep red, by today's standards, you know, when we talk about it, the Ted Cruz types, who have been our governor here?
Never.
I don't know any.
Never. We've never had one in my lifetime. I don't know if we've ever had one in Colorado, to be honest with you. Keep in mind, Colorado's always been sort of a out west, free thinking, you know, we want you to do your own thing sort of a state. We're not going to follow what anybody else is doing. To our credit, we never really followed what anybody else was doing. We can't say that now because now we're lock, stock, and barrel with California, Oregon, and Washington. So
right.
At one time we could say that, but no longer can we say that. But that was part of where some of that more liberalism, I think, in Colorado came from, Andy, is the fact that we didn't want to be controlled, quote unquote, by anyone. Fair enough?
Yes.
Okay. And I could see that from even a young boy here in Colorado. Next sentence. We're not one of those, Wayne Williams, the last Republican to serve as the Colorado Secretary of State, told the Epic Times. The Democrat who defeated him, Jenna Griswold, made headlines in March when she said that she was disappointed with the Supreme Court's decision to let former President Donald Trump remain on the ballot. And we all know about Jenna, and Jenna's a communist, and we've already been down that path. Now, do I believe in a recall of Jenna? No, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, I agree.
Waste of time and resources. Don't go down that path. A lot of things have gone wrong in Colorado, Representative Lauren Boebert told the Epic Times. Younger generations may find this hard to believe, but two decades ago, the Centennial State was controlled by Republicans at almost all levels. No, it wasn't. And I don't know who wrote this. This must be the author of the article's words, because
years ago,
we were not controlled by Republicans, folks.
Was there some brief time, like when Bill Owens was governor, when we had Republicans running the state Senate and legislature? I don't know if we had all three, but I do know this, John. It certainly didn't last long before or after, because we've only had three Republican governors.
Correct.
And Bill Owens was the furthest thing from a strong right-winger.
And to your point, there have been times where we've controlled, I think, the Senate. There's been times we've controlled the House here in Colorado. We've been very fiscally responsible as a state. We ended up with Tabor, of course, because of that. But I think it's really a stretch to say that just 20 years ago, we were totally controlled by Republicans at all levels.
Well, certainly not in any sustainable way.
That's a stretch, folks. I mean, because really, when you say controlled, that means you're controlling everything and have your grip on everything, politically speaking, in this state, just like the Democrats do now.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Am I explaining that correctly?
Right. You're basically saying that you are West Virginia or Arkansas or someplace like that.
Right. The state that voted a taxpayer bill of rights, I just talked about Tabor, into its constitution, was home to Colorado Springs evangelicals. And yes, Colorado Springs, because of focus on the family and the military base and things like that, it's always been, and even today, is more conservative. And they're not considered a part of the Front Range, by the way. So, again, let me make sure everybody's clear on that. All you transplants that moved in, Colorado Springs has never been and doesn't want to be considered part of the Denver Front Range.
They now have a leftist Democrat mayor.
I know. But they still, to this day, do not want to be considered a part of the Front Range. They never have been.
Right.
Even Fort Collins for years didn't want to be. They are now. They're now considered that. But for years and years, even Boulder, Fort Collins, Longmont, none of them wanted to be considered part of the Front Range, even though essentially they were, Andy.
Right.
So given that, we've not been controlled by Republicans 20 years ago. We did vote in the taxpayer Bill of Rights. And yes, we have some very evangelical, if you would, like Colorado Springs, pockets where it's solid red. And they even talked about how there were rural ranchers and irreverent libertarian-leaning South Park Republicans. Yeah, and we still have some of those.
We have a lot of those.
I'm not going to take anything away from that. Yes, we have. The South Park Republican label, one of the generalizations that journalists love, dates back to 2001 when the show's co-creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker were accepting an award from the Hollywood producer Norm Lear's People for the American Way. After the introduction from radio host Larry Elder, the former Coloradans shocked the show business crowd by describing themselves as Republicans. Now, are they still to this day? How do they look at things and so on? I haven't the foggiest idea, Andy. Don't know. Don't care.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they don't do much on the political scene in Colorado one way or the other. They're pretty neutral, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, if you'd want to look at Stone and Parker, I would say they lean right.
Yes.
Just because of a sheer disgust for the left.
And in watching their show, you could gather that.
Right.
I mean, Team America, other things along those lines.
Sure.
You know, yes, there's definitely a disdain
Team
for
America
that side.
Leaned heavily right.
Correct. Correct. So,
okay.
South Park, though still liable to satirize the left, has come out strongly against President Trump. Colorado, which voted twice for President George Bush, has gone Democrat. Yeah, and again, folks, we have been on the Democrat side for quite some time. Joe Biden won Colorado in 2020 by more than 13%. Today's Colorado governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, treasurer are Democrats and are both of its U.S. senators. And most of the U.S. House of Representatives, Democrats have a veto-proof majority in Colorado's House. And I will say this, that has shifted in the last three elections, whereby they do have this veto-proof majority. And if anything, yes, it has shifted more that direction than what it's been probably the last decade or two.
Well, let me say three factors that have made it steamroll and snowball.
Okay.
Okay. Number one. When we were pushing the, what was the big abortion
personhood.
The personhood amendment absolutely obliterated the GOP in Colorado.
Agree.
Okay. It was a very, very, very poorly conceived idea.
Yep.
And you and I believe in what it says, but it doesn't matter. We knew it wouldn't sell, and you tried to force something on people who are a very libertarian state, and they rejected it big, and they lashed back and ran to women voters in Colorado, just ran screaming to the Democrat Party. That's the first thing. The second thing is, of course, we've had an incredible influx of
transplants,
hundreds of thousands and millions of people from blue states.
That's right.
That has absolutely overrun us. And the third thing, you're talking about the last three elections, the last three every 2 years elections. The face of our party has been Donald Trump, who is incredibly unpopular in Colorado. And that has heavily damaged us. And the Democrats tie every single GOP candidate. It can be Heidi Ginnall or it can be a very right-wing candidate. Doesn't matter. They tie them all to Trump. Why? Trump doesn't sell.
Yep.
And so those three factors, personhood, the huge, let's just face it, blue state
wave.
wave
of people
coming into our state, and Donald Trump over the last 3 2-year elections has killed us.
By the way, none of that is in this article, by the way. We'll come back to that in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Free installation right now. Find them at klzradio.com. Dave Bancroft, again, Veteran Windows and Doors, klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, High Five Plumbing, $100 off your next visit. Give them a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5 to fix it for good.
All right, Premier Home Remodels. Don't put off that remodel project any longer. Give way to Premier or call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel? Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
All right, K&R Home Transitions. If you're looking to buy or sell a home and take the stress out of it, look no further. Call K&R today. Great testimonial, by the way, on how they can get you more money for your home. Give them a call. Find them at klzradio.com.
Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions know what the true value of your home is, and they also know how to show its other features.
K&R Homes sold our house in 30 days, and we got $10,000 over our listing price. We needed someone who was going to help us sell the entire value. So much so that when they put our video together, we didn't even know the house. It was so great. It was a beautiful, well-prepared, very professional home that even we wanted to buy our own home.
Kat and Robin understand what's behind your home's bones to see what it's truly worth.
What makes Kat and Robin special for us was they sold based on value. Our other agent that we had previously was really focused on us selling by price because of the market.
You know what your home is worth. You need a realtor that understands that too. Call K&R Home Transitions today at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/homes to start.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back talking about the article in the Epoch Times. You can find that as well. We'll get into the whole quote-unquote blueprint here. That's where the article goes next in a moment. Tito, though, calling in. What's going on, Tito?
Hey, good afternoon, John and Andy. Hey, interesting discussion. I'm very happy that you brought up paper. I tell most young people today, hey, Colorado is on the way of being another D.C. where all these Republicans are only a label, and most of them are a bunch of liberals. I'm proud of you. When I see someone who is young and say, oh, I'm getting this refund money, I say, you know, that money is happening, or you're getting that refund thanks to PAVER. And guess what? PAVER was introduced by the closest thing that you have as conservative in
Correct.
Colorado. The
Correct.
Bruce. And guess what? It's all party attacked them. His
yep.
own rhinos attacked them. So that's just a little history I wanted to let
Absolutely.
You know.
No. And Tito, great learning lesson for those individuals on And again, this is something Colorado's been known for. Andy and I talked about this before coming on air today. We have bipolar voters. We will vote very fiscally responsible on the ballot, but then vote in knuckleheads that vote just the opposite, that will take away the things they voted for on the ballot. Go figure.
Absolutely. And you know what? I don't even go to Sunday service anymore, because even the church is actually campaigning for these liberals. It's just, you
in
know,
a lot of cases, they are. You are correct, unfortunately.
I used to go to this church in Colorado Springs. They start basically talking about the new mayor and all the great things. And, you know, people are just so blind that I just, you know what? I'm sorry, but people have to wake up and smell the coffee, or they're going to end up being in big trouble in just a few decades.
Agree.
Thank you.
No, Tito, you're right. I can't. And by the way, Tito brought up a great point on using those refunds as a great learning lesson for some of the people that are receiving them. Jim in Denver, you're next.
Yeah, Tito's right. You know, the infection spread well beyond the liberals in the state of Colorado. I remember back in 2009, I had my kid and a four-year-old from across the street. And my kid says, hey, wouldn't it be cool to be a police officer when you grow up? And this little kid, who is the youngest of five, whose father is in Republican politics, said, nah, and you'd have to handcuff people, take them to jail. And then the next line just floored me. He said, and you would have to work for money. So this kid, youngest of five, his father's running the school district in Douglas County, is totally infected with the liberal bug, and he thought he was better than everybody else. And here's the unfortunate thing. You know, the guy only worked about a third of his life, and he's got five kids to support. And it's just, people think they deserve to gain something in this nation without working hard. And that's probably why that young gal sat in the car and she's venting into her cell phone. She has watched the baby boomers receive a tax reduction every decade of their working lives. And now she sees those baby boomers telling the young people they just got to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, as they are trading stocks and making money while they sleep, and only paying 15% on the tax front, whereas the workers have to pay 28%. That is why.
No, they don't pay 28%, Jim. There isn't a worker in her classification paying 28%, and there's not any that I know paying 28%.
No, in fact, Jim, many people in her situation
are net tax receivers.
Are net tax receivers.
Correct.
Yeah,
well,
so that's just not accurate.
Anybody that works at Walmart is not paying taxes.
No, they're a net tax receiver.
Retail jobs are tax receivers.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
But in fact, the money is not equal, and that's fine, and that's the way we like it.
No, and Jim, that part of it, from the beginning of time, it never has been and won't be ever, so that's a problem you're never going to fix.
Oh, and if we're ever in an environment where everybody's equal, you need to run as fast as you can away
Correct.
From that situation.
Thank you, Jim. I'll leave it at that. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, we do not want equality, nor do we want things anywhere close to that, because to Jim's point, you end up with a country you don't want to live in.
Forced equality is unfair.
It's awful.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
You know what forced equality is? It's called tyranny.
It's called communism.
Yeah.
The end of the day.
Yeah, it is. Because you're punishing people who would excel and who have the kind of work ethic that, by the way, that young lady appears to have.
Yeah, she seems to have good work ethic. I agree with both Tito and Jim on that, by the way.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, the entitlement mentality, and like I said earlier, we are a very spoiled nation from several generations, not just the past couple, but really we've been spoiled for a very, very long time. We've had it far too good. And yeah, the question you always have to ask is, how long does that last? All right, I've got more to say on this, by the way. We've got a few more things to cover. I want to go through the blueprint, what that means. You'll hear people talk about the blueprint. Some of you that have moved in of late might not even know what that actually is. I'll go through that, because that's next up in this article. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, by the way. Give Kurt a call today. Find out what he can do for you on a mortgage. 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, affordable interest mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take aim and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take aim, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Group insurance analyst, e-gia.com. They're a broker. They'll shop the best rates for you. Call them today. Find them again at e-gia.com.
Finding the right health insurance plan can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more in medical costs out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of ACA health specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs and at the very best premium. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is qualified health insurance plan, dental, life, or vision insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100. GIA is an authorized enrollment center for Connect for Health Colorado, the only place you can get an advanced premium tax credit to lower your premium.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, again, if you had damage from the windstorm we had a couple of weeks ago, more wind actually yesterday and today, give Roof Savers of Colorado a call today. Dave Hard, 303-710-6916.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, we're talking about the article in the Epic Times. There'll be a link to it later. You can find it in our show notes. We're in the section now talking about the blueprint. And what do we mean by the blueprint? Well, There was a documentary actually made by Michelle Malkin talking about the Rocky Mountain heist, the Gang of Four. We've talked about it in depth on this program over the past 10, you know, I've been here 10 years, so we've been talking about it since day one because this has been going on for quite some time. And essentially, it was four very high-powered, highly influential, and a lot of money behind them. You're talking billionaires that got together and said, listen, we want a blueprint on how to change Colorado totally blue.
Right.
I'm summarizing, but that was it.
You know, John, but I think that people deify the blueprint for Colorado. They look at it like a Bible, and I think they go too far with it. Look, there was a lot of good strategy in it. It was backed by a ton of money. That is big in politics. But they didn't create the blue wave in Colorado. They rode the blue wave
in Colorado.
It was already there.
That's true.
Because what those four did, and those four and their, you know, activists did, is they looked at all these millions of people moving in from Illinois, from New York, from California, from blue states. They saw all these blue state voters moving in, and they saw tremendous opportunity in Colorado.
Correct.
As a result.
Correct.
They knew, hey, man, this thing is going to move our way very rapidly no matter what we do, but what we're going to do is accelerate it with very well-spent money. And what people on the right want to do is act like that blue wave doesn't mean anything and act like we just got out-strategized and outspent. Okay. It isn't that simple.
No. And really quick, just to make sure everybody remembers, Governor Polis, who is our current governor, was one of the Gang of Four. Just make sure everybody remembers that correctly. And there's three others. I can't name them off. One of them was Stryker. She's big in the medical device industry up in Fort Collins. And so I can't remember the other two. But anyways, regardless, as this article goes on, we're going to now have a quote from Dave Williams, our illustrious leader here of the GOP in Colorado.
Okay.
They surprised the Republican establishment who had been in control, Dave Williams, the chair of the Colorado Republican Party, told the Epoch Times. We had feckless Republicans who didn't know what was going on, didn't know how to combat it, and were concerned about what pundits or the press or the media thought about them, as opposed to simply defeating the Democrats and making sure that they don't attain power, he said. Now,
that is pure idiocy.
Yeah, that's a dumb statement. Number one, I don't think that was the case at all. Do I have a lot of respect for those Republicans that were in power at that time? Not necessarily, but do I think they were as dumb as Dave's painting them out to be? No. I will say, did we lack leadership and a plan to combat this? Yes.
Yeah.
On the same token, Dave, I'm going to speak to you right now. I haven't seen you give us a plan to compete against this either. So
Dave's plan is to divide our way to
Dave's
success.
Dave's plan is to call you a rhino if you don't agree with him. That's Dave's plan. That's not a plan to compete with the Democrats. So Dave, I'm going to call you out. Where's your plan?
Where's your
step-by-step plan to compete with the Gang of Four and the blueprint?
Dave has one plan, Trump.
That's not a plan.
That's
a person. That's not a plan.
That's his plan.
Well, that's not a plan.
His
Andy.
Plan is Trump. Do you know how in churches, you know, for kids, what's the answer always to every question? Jesus. Okay. For Dave, the answer to everything is Trump. Trump is the answer. We need more. This is the Trump way that the party is going now. And anybody who doesn't like him, he immediately brands them and says that they don't like Trump. They don't like the Trump direction of the party. And he says it's that. It never has anything to do with him. And it's like, look, Dave, there are people who love Trump and people who don't love Trump in the Republican Party. You need to unite them to work together.
Mm-hmm.
But all you do is divide them. How do you divide your way to success?
You never do.
And by the way,
you never do, Andy.
We could very possibly be looking at a national red wave this November. It's possible.
Won't be us.
But it ain't going to happen here.
Sorry, won't. Guys, I said this yesterday. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm a realist. I look at the real things that are going on and try to give you an explanation of that. In this particular case, as I said earlier, you know, Dave Williams, our current GOP chair, has no plan.
None
whatsoever. As Andy said, he has one plan. It's called Trump. That's not a plan, by the way. And at the end of the day, There is no plan coming out of our current GOP to make any significant changes when it comes to Colorado. In fact, in Dave's case, I'm sure around the dinner table at Dave's house, I'm a rhino.
Sure.
Because I don't agree with Dave on a lot of different... Yeah, Andy and I both are...
He's called me one online.
Yeah, we are rhinos. We are not, by the way. Anybody that's listened to us for any length of time would know that. And I just continue to ask our current GOP, the leadership there, or the lack thereof, I should say, the lack of leadership there, what's our plan? How are we strategizing and going to compete with things as we roll into November this year?
Look, here's the thing. We look at all the big issues right now this year. What are the three big issues right now in this election? Obviously, they are immigration.
Immigration's number one.
The economy is number two. Number three is probably crime.
Yeah, I don't even think abortion's on the top three. So for those of you that are out there, even on the left, that are going to keep trying to push that forward, the reality is the general populace, and I think that's why Trump did a really good job in saying he said about abortion the other day. At the end of the day, abortion's not in the top three of Americans' minds.
No, it is not.
It was at one time, and it did affect us in 2022 in that election. The Democrats made a big mistake, by the way. They thought they could ride that all the way to 2024, the whole Roe v. Wade thing. They thought they could ride that all the way through. It died off faster than they thought.
Yeah, I agree. But our state party is not pushing the big three.
No.
What they're pushing is election integrity, which that's
no
not even in
about.
The, that's not in the top 20.
No one cares about
of what people care about for issues, right? They're pushing that. They're pushing Trump won in 2020. And if you don't believe that, you're a rhino and you hate America. And they're pushing favoritism within their party, picking winners and losers, literally campaigning against fellow GOP candidates
Correct.
In their own party. This, I'm serious. That's the strategy. Their strategy is hitch your wagon to Trump, attack anyone that, I don't know why, that you see as not with Trump, even though some of the candidates they're attacking are actually pro-Trump. I don't understand it.
Well, Wayne Williams, by the way, who's a lot in this article, and really quick, I'll explain my position on Wayne. As a business owner, when Wayne was Secretary of State, had no issues with Wayne whatsoever. Did a much better job, by the way, of running the office than our current Secretary of State, Jenna, does. And that's not just on the political side. I'm talking just the functionality of the office, how easy it is to do business and get things registered and handle things and so on. Much, much easier under Wayne than it has been under Jenna. And I'm a business owner, and I can attest that. I don't really have a problem with Wayne. Wayne made a big mistake, and I think he was used by Jenna. When there was the video that came out during the transition and talking about fair elections and so on, and I'm guessing if I were to talk to Wayne one-on-one, he would say, yeah, I got used. I never should have done that. Big mistake on my part.
That was stupid.
And he's been labeled a rhino ever since for making that video. I don't think he's a rhino because, frankly, in this article, he does a really good job of explaining caucuses, much to what Andy has actually explained over the course of the last year or so. You and Wayne are, you know, neck and neck.
Yeah, we are.
Right on. I'll give you the quote from Wayne. If you go to caucuses tonight, it's just, are you with Trump or are you not with Trump? And if you're not with Trump, you're a rhino. Even though the vast majority of people couldn't even tell you what is in the Republican platform, he told the Epoch Times. So that is Mr. Wayne Williams describing caucus. And by the way, he's correct.
Yes, because caucuses have now been completely overrun by these. It's kind of a hybrid Tea Party-style pro-Trump groups. And these groups of people, they get together regularly once a month, and then they tell each other, hey, caucuses, they make all these announcements. I know, I've been at these groups, okay, when they did it. And they make these announcements and say, look, if we want to be able to take control of the party, we got to get to caucus. And so they churn out all these people to go to caucuses all across the state. And meanwhile, I'm going to call them the normals, okay, the people who don't run on rage, the people who don't want to divide the party. Let's put it this way, because I don't. And these are people who also like Trump. It's not pro against, but the normals have nothing. They don't meet, John.
Correct.
They have nowhere that they're meeting that generates, hey, we got to turn out to caucus.
Right.
And so you've got one kind of voter turning out and overrunning caucuses. And folks don't seem to understand this. Caucus night is well under 1% of the registered Republicans in Colorado.
Correct.
But they're controlling the entire party.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Well, let's take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk about the demographic changes. Andy and I were talking about that a little earlier. That is in the article. Not that the article's wrong on this, but there's people they interviewed that are definitely wrong in this that I'll get to in a moment. Gino's Auto Service is next, and if you need something done to your vehicle, they'd love to take care of you over on the southwest end of town. They've got a suspension deal going on right now as well. Gino'sAutoservice.com. Don't forget, Gino starts with a J.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of two NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with four NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Gino's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Golden Eagle Financial, make sure that you're dialed in with your financial future. Call Al today. You'll actually hear him tomorrow between 2 and 2:30 right here on KLZ. Find him at klzradio.com.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, if you're looking for a doctor that thinks just like we do on this program, look no further. Dr. Scott Faulkner, Castle Rock Cryotherapy is a place that he owns and runs, and he'd love to be your doctor. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, $50 off a AC tune-up special right now. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. Find him at klzradio.com.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, again, talking about the Epoch Times article and what's going on in Colorado. How do we shift it back red? Can it be shifted red? The GOP currently in Colorado believes that it can. We're now going to talk about demographic changes and the Trump factor. Some who spoke with the Epoch Times, including Ms. Lauren Boebert, highlighted the state's changing demographics, in particular an influx of residents from California, which, by the way, Andy and I have also been talking about here, and I would agree.
She's
with
right.
That. Mr. Wayne Williams said the early legalization of marijuana in Colorado caused people to move here who were not Republican voters. Yes.
Very
exactly.
True.
Exactly. Well said, Wayne Williams. You are 100% correct. Now, Mr. Dave Williams said, though, that it's definitely a factor, but it's not entirely the reason.
Okay. What are the reasons, Dave?
I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Suthers, who was cognizant of some key changes already underway during the 2010 cycle, the first Tea Party cycle, when he was one of the last batch of statewide Republicans, I could see the demographics of the state changing, the people that were moving here from places like California, Illinois. He said, noting that many newcomers registered as Democrats or joined the swelling ranks of Democrat-leaning unaffiliated voters. Two decades of data from the Colorado Secretary of State's website reveal some vast shifts in the voter affiliation. I'm not going to get into all the numbers because we already know that we are a state that has vastly more registered unaffiliated than we do either Democrats or Republicans.
Right. But the unaffiliateds here, if you don't think they lean left, you're crazy.
Well, Coloradans, Mr. Wayne Williams said, stopped being swing voters, saying that his state now has far more straight ticket unaffiliates voting Democrat than before. But Mr. Dave Williams, the state's GOP head, sees it differently. He told the Epoch Times that Mr. Williams and similar establishment Republicans mistakenly believe independent or swing voters lean left. Okay, so let me ask you another question, Dave Williams, if you're listening. If you didn't believe that Wayne was correct and you really feel like that unaffiliated voter leans right, then why do you have so much opposition against open primaries?
Ooh.
Why, Dave,
do you believe open primaries are going to give us a bunch of bad candidates?
You can't have it both ways, Dave. You're a hypocrite. You're a liar.
Yeah.
Because you do know they lean left. That's why you oppose open primaries.
Exactly.
You're an idiot, Dave. Plain and simple.
Yeah, and you know, I see Boebert and Wayne Williams quoting facts.
They're straight up factual.
They are
absolutely
saying things that we can see have happened. They're tangible things that happen. Dave Williams comes back and just says, well, he's establishment, and these establishment types, they don't, you know, it's ridiculous. He tries to name call his way through an argument. I'm sorry, Dave, but the other guys are saying things that are flat out true. And yep. Donald Trump does not sell well in your state. And right now, over the last three election cycles, your party has been tied to the very one that you think we need to tie the party to now.
Yep. He continues, these guys, their whole story, this is a quote, their whole story is we just act like Democrats, but a little less will win, and that's just not how it works. Now, by the way, that isn't how it works, and none of us on the strategic side have ever said that we have to act just like Democrats. We've never even said you got to be a Democrat light. We've never said that.
No, we've simply said two things. Number one, we have to sell our views much better. Our sales pitch sucks. And number two, yes, you have to be real about the terrain. You can't come out with the personhood amendment in a terrain right like Colorado.
So he goes on to say, swing voters swing as much as 20% one way or the other. And when you have that kind of swing, anyone can win the election. Okay, so again, Dave, if you really believe that, if you truly in your heart believed that 20% of that independent vote swing either way and it can affect the outcome of the election, how come you're not talking to any of them? Why are you not trying to bring them into the fold if, in fact, you believe that, Dave?
All he's doing is shouting at his own party.
Yeah, you're actually driving them to the other side with your actions. So again, if you truly believed in your own statements, you would act differently.
Yeah. I have not seen one thing come out from our state party telling people how to win a voter. A single one. Okay? How do you want us to win these voters, Dave? How do you want us to win all these unaffiliateds over to us, Dave? What's your messaging? What's your style? What do you want us to tell all these people?
And by the way, I'm trying to figure out in this article, this part I think is poorly written. I can't tell who this next quote from. I wish the author of this did a little bit better job, because here's another quote, and I don't know who said this. I think there's a large group of unaffiliated voters out there who are truly unaffiliated and are willing to go either way, but in the current climate in the country simply cannot bring themselves to vote Republican because, frankly, they see it as the party of Donald Trump and they want nothing to do with it, he told the Epoch Times. Now, I don't know who
that's
he
Wayne
is.
Williams.
Is that Wayne or Mr. Southers? I can't tell from the article which is
which.
Oh,
that might have been Southers. That might have been Southers.
Either way, I can tell you this. That's not Dave's quote.
No, obviously.
I can tell you that.
And look, they're simply, the polls show it. If you look at favorability for Trump in Colorado, it's awful.
So, by the way, the latter part of this article in what this person's actually sharing, because I don't think he's talking only to Dave, he's got some other people that right. He actually brought in and talked to. Some of this is fairly accurate as he gets further in. My biggest problem with this article is how it opens up talking about how we were once a red state not that long ago.
Yeah.
And he's incorrect in that whole statement. So I got about a minute left here is all. He does then go on to talk about how, yes, the independent voters can swing either way. And you could see that even in regards to some of the last voting that happened with Boebert's campaign, the MAGA movement and so on. Honestly, not a bad article. I don't think he did his homework well enough to really know what's Colorado's history been like when it comes to politics, because he makes it sound like we've been red forever, and then all of a sudden the blue movement, the blue blueprint came along, and all of a sudden now we're blue. That's not the way this state has worked. Not even close to that, folks.
No, that's not accurate.
And I can also tell you that in all of this, again, you can read through this, other than Dave talking about Pueblo, which I only got about 15 seconds left, you cannot use Pueblo as an example of what happens in Colorado, folks.
No, no.
Not even close. Now, I've got my own thoughts on that from being a long-term native here in Colorado. If I get time when I come back, I'll share that. But you cannot use Pueblo as an example of politics in Colorado. Sorry, Pueblo. But you can't use it any way, shape, or form.
It's
not representative of Colorado at all. Level Engineering is next. Again, there's programs now that can help a lot of you that may not have really been able to qualify for solar before. There's a great program locking in your power bill. Call Alan Davis today and find out how. Find him at klzradio.com.
The big secret that most solar salesmen don't want you to know is that you should not have to pay upfront for a solar system. Alan Davis has seen those smarmy sales guys knocking on your door right at dinner time, and I'm sure you have too. Don't pay them a dime. Alan Davis of Level Engineering will teach you about the PPA program, which allows you to have solar installed on your home at no cost. It's monitored and maintained, and you are guaranteed to pay less for your energy than you are right now. It's a no-brainer. The catch is that the company gets the tax credit instead of you, which isn't a big factor for most people. Alan Davis will set you up with the equipment you need, all professionally installed, with ongoing maintenance, including your roof maintenance, and a 25-year warranty. For less than you're paying right now, guaranteed. Don't just sit there. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering at 303-378-7537. Do it now and find out how you can use solar energy to say goodbye to those steadily increasing power bills. That's Alan Davis at 303-378-7537.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, really quick on Pueblo. Mr. Dave Williams observed that Pueblo was a strong blue-collar union Democrat stronghold before President Trump hit the scene. He believes the recent conservative gains prove there's a conservative resurgent afoot. No, Dave, there's not. The only thing that changed in Pueblo is the steel mill shut down. The demographics changed. Pueblo West was built. It brought in different demographics down there. It is not because of anything Donald Trump himself did when it comes to what Pueblo is today.
I will say this. Donald Trump appeals much better to the Pueblo area voters than he will to much of Colorado.
Correct, but it's not because of what Dave said. We'll be back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.